I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore News Now. ItemLive.com is reporting that Nahant Board of Assessors Chair and former Selectman Perry Barrasso died Thursday at age 56. Described by many who knew him as a dedicated family man, the longtime Nahant resident leaves behind a longstanding legacy of service to the Nahant community. Salem News is reporting that some Peabody residents recently learned of the Massachusetts Municipal Wholesale Electric Company's five-year-old plans to build a gas power plant at the Peabody Municipal Light Plant's Waters River substation. Now residents are voicing concerns about both the plant's potential environmental and health impact and the government's transparency related to its approval. Gloucester Times is reporting that after a little over 3 months acting as Gloucester's chief administrative officer, Nicole Kieser will be leaving her role. And the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Board voted Tuesday to modify graduation requirements so members of the class of 2022 won't be required to take the MCAS test to graduate due to the turmoil created by the pandemic. In sports, Danvers High School volleyball team remains unbeaten at 14-0. Windy today with showers high in the low 60s. I'm Rick Moore with North Shore News Now.